Most people don't realize how much their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance. All backed by 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support. Other companies might just sell credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it together at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/secure. Protect yourself now at aura.com/secure.
Everyone knows the legend of DB Cooper, but what if I told you there's an even better story out there? One with multiple aircraft hijackings, prison escapes, and so many twists and turns. I'm talking about the hit podcast, American Skyjacker, which is now an action-packed documentary coming to theaters and streaming this fall. Find out more at www.americanskyjacker.com and listen to our bonus episode of the podcast coming soon. American Skyjacker. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Did you know that at Chevron, you can fuel up on unbeatable mileage and savings? With Chevron Rewards, you'll get 25 cents off per gallon on your next five visits. All you have to do is download the Chevron app and join to start saving on fuel. Then you can keep fueling up on other things like adventure, memories, vacations, daycations, quality time, and so many other possibilities. Head to your nearest Chevron station to fuel up and get rewarded today. Terms apply. See ChevronTexcoRewards.com for more details.
It's the Broski and Moussan podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Christine, have you ever been driving around and like on a Herndon or a 99 or a 41
and had 180
and had people race around you and by you and
it happens,
and not just one car but like a couple cars actually racing each other?
Yes, it happens. I almost more than I'd like to say. On the 180 headed home.
Yeah, I mean, that's there's some room there.
It's straight.
Yeah.
It's straight and there's room and they just go.
I've had it happen to me like on Herndon.
Believe that.
And what'll happen, you'll see somebody racing through and then somebody right behind them.
Right.
Right.
And they're just weaving. Yep.
I've never seen anything bad happen in terms of a wreck.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
But I've had it several times. I've seen this. So I don't think it's real uncommon for this to happen.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on this one. So we've got two people that were arrested this week after a police helicopter, they had to get the helicopter out, caught racing and driving reckless on the highways in Fresno. Fresno police say that these two were going 100 miles plus per hour on 99 and 41. They were swerving through traffic, using the shoulder, you know, doing everything. The helicopter lost sight of them briefly before finding them near our Fashion Fair Mall. And they finally got to them about Chick-fil-A there at Fashion Fair Mall. Two 19-year-olds, 19 years old. Okay, their cars were impounded for 30 days. And Fresno police posted this message. And I'm going to tell you that with this message are posted. Now, I don't know if these were the two cars they were driving. I'm making an assumption that it was because it's two cars. And one is a little red Corvette. And the other one looks to be maybe like a red Camaro or like some maybe Dodge. I'm not 100% sure on that. And the message reads, parents, if you co-sign on your teen or young adult's vehicle, remember, you could also be held financially responsible for the consequences of their driving behavior. Reckless driving doesn't just lead to tickets or impounds. It endangers lives. High speeds and unsafe maneuvers are major contributors to severe crashes and fatality. Please talk with your young drivers in your family. Remind them that every time they take the wheel, they take on a life or death responsibility. Now, we've talked about this, right? I told you, when I got my license, my dad said to me, you go and you kill someone, your life will never be the same again. This car can be a weapon. It's a huge responsibility. Be safe. That has clearly stuck with me for 30 plus years. So with that said, though, I will tell you, my parents did not buy me a Corvette or a Camaro or a Challenger or whatever the heck the other vehicle was. You know, those are racing cars. Who is buying their 19-year-olds like these? I just looked this up. I asked my friend co-pilot. I said, you know, what are the safety standards on a Corvette? Because I know one of them's a Corvette. I said, what are the crash test results for a Corvette? Because as a parent, if I am buying or co-signing on a vehicle for my child, in my head, I'm thinking, I want a really safe vehicle, right? Wouldn't you? I want to keep them safe. Kids can do dumb things behind the wheels. I want to keep them safe. I want the slowest car possible with the highest, you know, crash test rating there is. Well, let me tell you something, everyone. The Chevy Corvette, as much as beautiful as they are, and I would love one myself at this age. I mean, they are beautiful cars, and I do not, you know, I'm not poo-pooing somebody that has a Corvette, and I'm not discouraging Corvettes. But for my 19-year-old, if I am looking at vehicles that safe vehicles for my child to drive, I'm just going to let you know they don't crash test those. There is no crash test ratings for them. So maybe that would not be in my top 10. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I started driving, one of the first things I learned was about insurance, okay? Because the highest insurance rates are for young men.
Correct.
You know, young women, not so much.
Well, but I mean, just young drivers have higher rates than older drivers anyways.
Yeah, but mostly the men.
But and why would that be, John?
Men, I guess, are just aggressive.
They are. You know? You guys just, it's like, you're always in a rush.
And when I see these cars racing, it looks like young men.
Me too.
You know, and I think, I don't know why I don't know if the racing is kind of spontaneous. You know, somebody passes somebody and they don't like it or, you know, and then they just kind of start fumbling, or these people that know each other. I have no idea. I don't know if these guys knew each other. But, you know, something clearly triggers this. I can see why people would buy somebody a car like that. I know when I got my first car, the deal was this, that if I would raise half the money, they would put in the other half.
Uh-huh. Right?
And so that wasn't going to be a Corvette, okay, for me. It was going to be a cheap car, right, the cheapest car I could get. But I don't know. You know, I think parents, maybe you don't realize it can be a little dangerous for a young man to have a fast car like that, right?
Yeah. I'm going to guess you're 19 years old. You probably are a year or two out of high school, and maybe it was a graduation gift or something. But yeah, I'm back to what you say in that maybe we don't buy our young men, you know, like little speed racing cars there that get them into some trouble and maybe you into some trouble with them.
But the thing is about today's world and cars, every car goes fast. They don't go that fast, but they go fast.
I mean, okay. I'll give you that.
Every car will go 100 miles an hour.
True.
You know.
But, you know, have you ever seen a Subaru racing?
Not too much.
No.
Generally, when these cars that I see racing, they're generally those kind of, they're like fast cars.
They're right? Slick looking fast cars. Yeah. Why are red cars more expensive to insure than a white car?
Well, you know,
because people like their little red car. They go faster. There's something about red making you go faster. They're easier, maybe they're easier to spot. But statistically, red cars have higher insurance rates than white cars because they get more tickets.
Yeah, and I was told when I was young that don't buy a red car because you are more likely to get a ticket just because it's a red car.
Because there are statistics behind this stuff. I think Corvettes have more tickets out there than, as I pointed out, a Subaru, let's say, or my first car, which was a Ford Explorer and leaked oil incessantly. So you couldn't go too fast in the car because if you did, you had some real issues coming on and you had to refill the oil all the time.
Well, you know, this story says that the cars were impounded for 30 days. It doesn't say what else. You know, they had to get a ticket.
They were arrested for reckless driving, but they're 19. What's that? That's nothing, right? So they were arrested. Their cars got impounded for 30 days. You know, did mom and dad co-sign on these? Maybe they've got some fees and fines associated.
Well, there will be impound fines. They're going to have to pay for that. There's going to be insurance consequences. These are people that might be on their parents' insurance policy, so it's going to impact all of them. If not, they have their own policy, which is certainly going to go up after this.
Right. Yeah.
So there are consequences. They might lose their license for some period of time because of this. They'll certainly have to pay a fine. I know that if you, you know, reckless driving along with speeding 100 miles an hour, you know, if you're going over, I remember talking to somebody, if you're going over 20 miles over the speed limit or something, you can't even go to traffic school. There's some number there.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
That you can't even,
you're,
you know,
right.
Most things, if you get a ticket, you can go to traffic school, kind of wipe it off the record. But if you're like 20 or 30 miles over the speed limit, you can't even do that. It remains on your record, remains on your insurance. So there are consequences here.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I think the last ticket I got was in my 20s. It was the first ticket I ever got. It was the first and the last one. And this is what went through my head. And this is clearly a woman for you. I thought to myself, I could have bought myself a really great pair of shoes with that money. I'd rather have the shoes and not have the ticket. And that just did it for me, right? But... you know, 19-year-old boys, I think, are different.
Well, the thing is, what I notice is, like, I have a van, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a real fast, but it can go fast. And I notice depending on the street, you tend to go faster than the speed limit. It's almost like the street invites you to go fast. Like Herndon has a 50, something like that.
Yes.
But it's easy to go 60, right? And most people do. Out here, Shaw, it's 40, but it's easy to go 50.
It is, although Shaw is so full of potholes, you know, it does slow you down.
Well, maybe that's why they leave them.
Maybe that's why they leave them. This was on, you know, 99 and 41, it says. So they're doing it
on the freeway.
Highways and freeways. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's dangerous no matter where it is. And police are right. I mean, this could have caused a fatal accident.
Let's take a call here, 490-5858. Bill, you're on KMJ.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've been listening to your discussion on this. I mean, you keep saying these children.
No, they're 19, yeah.
Yeah, they're adults. Their parents can't be held responsible for them, no matter if they're on their insurance. It's their own responsibility.
Well, it said if the parents have co-signed for the car.
That's irrelevant.
Is it?
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter who co-signed for the loan on the car. You're going to hold somebody. You can't hold somebody responsible for co-signing on the loan unless you're the bank, and they default. Then the bank can go and get the money from the parents because they co-signed.
But, well, I appreciate your you seem to be very confident about this, but I'm not sure you're right. Why would the police put out this statement?
Well, the way that they, let me read to you how they worded it. Okay, if you've co-signed on your teen's or young adult's vehicle, remember, you could also be held financially responsible for the consequences of their driving behavior.
Not even close. Not even close. Did they co-sign for the license? Did they go to the DMV and say, I'll be responsible for him driving? No, they don't. The DMV doesn't do that. They're responsible for their own behaviors on the road, irregardless of who co-signed for the loan.
Well, I appreciate your certainty on this, but I would consult my attorney if it were me.
Yeah.
Well, there might be some. I'm not an attorney, duly noted. But there's other issues here that you guys brought up. And I guess it's kind of like interwoven. Do either one of you understand how self-drive vehicles can determine what speed the car's going? It's sensors. They determine the miles per hour. Why, if you're going to hold the parents responsible for co-signing for the loan on the car, then why can't you hold the manufacturer responsible for not limiting the speed limit on that vehicle to the maximum speed limit that is allowed on any highway in the state? And by default, how come we're not holding the state responsible for making sure the manufacturers don't limit those cars to 65 if the fastest you can go on any highway is 65? The software is there, just like on a self-driving car. to limit that car's ability to drive no more than 65 miles an hour, no matter where it's at.
Well, I mean, we have talked about this, Bill. I don't know if you've ever heard us. We have talked. We don't give them any ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is what they've done in Sweden, and they would love to do here in California and across the country, is limit how fast the car could go. Okay. In asking my co-pilot here about this, under 18, parents are more likely to be held liable. 18 and over, legal responsibility shifts more toward the young adult, but parents may still be liable under certain conditions like ownership of the vehicle and insurance policy terms.
Hi, I'm Joe Salcihi, host of the Stacking Benjamin Show. Every week, we talk to experts about personal finance trends.
While we were talking, I had to jump on ChatGPT real quick.
ChatGPT said, cut up the cards.
It said, hey, knucklehead, weren't you just talking about investing in dollar cost averaging? Why don't you save a few bucks?
You never knew personal finance could be this fun.
If you're bored, don't start messing with your investment.
Get a hobby, man.
Get into photography.
Buy an airplane.
Guess what investment I made? The one that keeps on giving. Stacking Benjamins. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.